12 games down in the 2005 NFL season for the Cleveland Browns, and they find themselves with 4 wins against 8 losses. The 4 wins matches the total that they had in the 2004 season. And with 4 games left, the Cleveland Browns will be focusing on not only trying to get over that 4-win hump and improve upon last year's performance, but they will also be auditioning some players, namely young players, to see if they are in fact the future of the franchise. Last week, the Cleveland Browns started rookie quarterback Charlie Fry from Akron. It was Charlie Fry's first start as a pro, and he did relatively well, going 13 of 20 for 226 yards and 2 touchdown passes. His QB rating was 136.7 on the day, and any veteran walking around on an NFL team today would take that gladly. So it was good to see Charlie Fry get out, get his first action, get his feet underneath him a little bit. In the first half of the game, the Browns were able to keep the Jacksonville defense off of him, allowing no sacks. In the second half, they were not as fortunate. I think the Jaguars mixed up a little bit of their defensive fronts, confused a little bit of the blocking schemes, and Fry was sacked 5 times in the second half. Some of that to do with the offensive line and protection, some of that to do with the fact that Charlie Fry is a rookie quarterback, and it's just going to take some time to learn to throw the ball away rather than holding it and trying to make a play on every down. You know, a lot can be said for throwing the ball away and living to fight again instead of taking a negative play or potentially a turnover. The good news was Fry did not turn the ball over on the day. He was able to move the team effectively and, relatively speaking, came out of the game unscathed, really. You know, not getting any negative press for the way he played. Perhaps the only thing that he was getting from any media folk was the fact that he held the ball too long. A big blow to the Cleveland Browns, the loss of rookie wide receiver Braylon Edwards. Top 3 pick in the 2005 NFL draft. Started to live up to that hype when the Browns and their coaching staff decided to start getting him a little bit more involved in the game plan and letting his playmaking ability start to take over. We saw that playmaking ability twice against the Jaguars on Sunday with a third down and 3. The Browns were able to draw the Jaguars offside, and Charlie Fry recognized that, proceeded to do a little bootleg to the right, and even with 3 Jaguar defenders around him, threw the ball up into the end zone 30 yards and let Braylon Edwards go up and make a play, in which he did, and gave the Cleveland Browns a 7-3 lead. Later in the second quarter, Fry hooked up with Edwards again for a second touchdown on the day and giving the Browns a 14-3 halftime lead. Later in the game, the Browns trying to get a spark, Edwards had one-on-one coverage with cornerback Rasheen Mathis of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Fry tried to hit him on a deep play. Both guys went up for the ball. When they came down, Edwards planted wrongly on his right foot. His knee buckled, tearing his ACL. He has been lost for the season. 8 to 12 months is the typical turnaround time for the surgery and rehabilitation on that. It will be very interesting to see if we, in fact, will get Braylon Edwards back for the start of the 2006 season. Conversely, on that play, Rasheen Mathis, the cornerback from Jacksonville, broke his right hand. So it was a bad play all the way around for both players and both teams. The Browns now look ahead this week. They travel down to the Queen City to take on the Cincinnati Bengals. The Cincinnati Bengals just 1 game away from locking up the AFC North title. Their best season since the 1990 season and their first AFC North title since then as well. It will be interesting to see, now that it has been said that Charlie Fry will start this game Sunday in Cincinnati, just how much he does get done against the Cincinnati Bengals. It's really intriguing because he's going to see the Bengals twice a year, he's going to see the Ravens twice a year, and he's going to see the Steelers twice a year, if in fact he is the future quarterback of the Cleveland Browns franchise. And just so happens that the last 3 games of the season will, or 3 of the last 4 games of the season, excuse me, will be against Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. So tune in this week. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff. I'm not expecting great things from the Cleveland Browns, but remember, just 2 years ago with the Bengals teetering on making the playoffs and winning the AFC North title, a 4-11 Cleveland Browns team went down to Cincinnati in the last week of the season and beat them 22-14, spoiling any hopes of a Bengals playoff opportunity. So wouldn't it be nice for us as Browns fans to not only get over that 4-win hump, but also do it this week and say, hey, the Cincinnati Bengals did not win the AFC North by beating the Cleveland Browns. Let them do that next week against their opponent then. All right, guys, hope you have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. As always, go Browns!